Well, thanks so much for joining us here on Cranford Radio. My name is Bernie Wagenblast. Today, we're going to be talking to another one of Cranford's clergy members. This is probably, I think, one of the newest. I think the pastor at the Presbyterian Church may now be the newest clergy member in town. This is Reverend Dr. Younghee Kim. She is the pastor of the Cranford United Methodist Church. Pastor Kim, welcome to Cranford Radio.
Hi. Thank you for having me, Bernie.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. What I've done on some of my previous interviews with the various clergy people in town is really we want to get to know that person, to know a little bit about their story. The clergy play a very important role in Cranford in many different ways. There's, of course, the clergy council, which is involved with things such as the community Thanksgiving service and the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King service, which takes place this month. But obviously, there's also a bigger role that you have in terms of your own congregation. Mm-hmm. I guess one of the best places to start is to tell us a little bit about your background. You moved to the United States from South Korea. So tell me a little bit about your childhood and your growing up years, if you would, please.
Okay. So probably I'd like to start by providing the context of my home country. Mm-hmm. I was born, raised, and educated in South Korea, as you know. I was born in the 70s when there was a rapid growth of Christianity in South Korea as a nation was experiencing economic growth. So as Christianity was becoming very popular in South Korea, churches started being established in each town. So my town also had a church, and I happened to attend that local church in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So I was the first Christian in my family. So I had a deep awareness of divine presence during my childhood that made me persevere through my struggles with classism and sexism. There were increasing social problems related to classism as a side effect of rapid economic growth in South Korea. So whenever I was elected as class student president and as the president of the student association in my school, I struggled with classism. And then the strict gender roles forced by Confucian society made me feel imprisoned. So from the moment that I discovered that I was a woman, it was an agony to embrace femaleness as my identity. Mm-hmm. So for a little girl struggling with classism and sexism, the community of faith was where I had the deeply felt and deeply moving experience of God's love and grace. So the faith community supported me and nurtured me. So I always felt the peace and comfort remaining in God's presence. What I most experienced in God's love was freedom. I could be who I am in God's love, mm-hmm. and I could be from any kind of the social labors that limited me. So I was able to deeply feel that I am just God's beloved, created in the image of God. So in God's love, I could do whatever I wanted to do beyond any gender roles or my social status. Mm-hmm. Once I understood and experienced this kind of freedom in God's love, it was a great joy to spread God's love to others. So sharing God's love that allows me to live fully, I could help people around me who struggled with diverse issues such as giving meaning to life or values, etc. So among those people was my high school math teacher who lost her husband in a car accident. She was driving at the time and survived alone. So she was overwhelmed by the feeling of guilt that it was her fault. So I bought the Bible for her and marked messages that could help her with the sticky notes and give it to her along with a collection of my prayers for her. So when she was back from her leave of absence, probably 1.5 years later, She expressed her gratitude for my prayers and shared the ways in which she could have hope in her life and find a new meaning of her life in faith. So I also helped my many friends who were struggled by the stresses about entering the better college, friends who struggled about their uncertain futures or low self-esteem. So people around me, including my friends and my teachers, were curious about my secret of being secure and grounded. Also, the joy that I experienced in helping others in living their life fully in a way God intends it to be could not be compared to any kind of the happiness. While I experienced this kind of the joy and freedom in God's law, I was often frustrated by gender-biased elements in the church in South Korea and even in the Bible. Mm-hmm. As I was more involved in the church's ministry. They were totally opposite with what I had experienced in God's revelating grace and love. In addition, I went through some rough times as one of my close senior friends, who had been a role model for me through his faithful life, decided to leave the church. At the time, he was a college student and I was a high school student. There was a struggle for democracy in South Korea in the 80s and early 90s. So that caused the sacrifice of the innocent lives who were fighting against many forms of the social injustice. His faith made him involved in the fight against the social injustice, but he decided to leave the church because he thought that there was no hope in churches that silenced the people and did not do anything in support of social justice. This incident shocked me greatly and caused me a lot of inner struggles and create endless questions for me. So I wanted to feed my curiosity about God, the church, and the world. That interest propelled me to study theology in college. But it was not easy for me to move forward with my plan. I faced a huge disagreement with my parents since it was not considered as the appropriate major for women to study. Mm-hmm. After a lot of conversations and protests and negotiations, I decided to major in Christian educational ministry instead of the theology. Mm-hmm. The ordination of women was not possible at the time. So my parents thought that educational ministry could be a better decision for my future career because with that major, I could be a religious teacher at school. Mm-hmm. So in college, I plunged into reading a lot of books about theology, biblical studies, Christian ethics, and Christian history that addressed how radical Jesus' teachings and ministry were. While studying theology and serving diverse local churches, I could still find hope in a community of faith, which is imperfect and sometimes even chaotic. There will be always conflicts and limitations and struggles within the church. But it could be still the beautiful body of Christ if the church embraces its limitation and brokenness. If the church focuses on the Jesus teachings and ministry. So the church is where I find hope for the better world. A world where all are welcomed and respected as they are. So I was convinced by God's call to build such a community of faith. However, the more I became involved in building a community of faith, seeking what Jesus taught in his ministry, the more I experienced frustration because the limitation of women's leadership within the church in South Korea. That made me decide to leave my country to study abroad. and I packed only a minimal number of items, left my country, and relocated myself in New Jersey in 2006. So while pursuing my Master of Divinity degree at Drew Theological School, Drew University, I kept serving diverse local churches. So my vocation of being a pastor in foreign country began.
Wow.
Yeah, so as I had the chance to study in PhD degree at Drew with a full scholarship, so I was somehow delayed with my ordination process. It was really challenging to complete my PhD and at the same time to serve churches as a full-time pastor.
Oh, I can imagine.
However, the studying and serving the church are important and inseparable in responding to God's call to build the community of faith, especially studying theological and philosophical understanding of race, gender, sexuality, and East-West comparative studies has helped me to navigate ministries that are challenged by the complexity of the global world. So Cranford UMC is my fourth church. So among my previous appointments have been Embry UMC in Little Silver and West Grove UMC in Neptune and Old First UMC in West Long Branch. So I am the first female pastor as well as the first person of color to serve Cranford UMC in its 150-year history.
Wow.
Yeah, but I am used to being the first female pastor of the church. There was still people who do not accept the female leadership as the lead pastor, quoting some biblical passages from the Paul's letters. For example, let your women keep silence in churches like that. But whenever I meet those people, I said to them, I am called by God, not by Paul.
Right, exactly.
So I really appreciate my own cross-cultural experience and my experience as a female and ethnic minority, because I understand those experiences as the privileged access to just ministry, supporting the lives of the marginalized people, enacting solidarity with them, and cultivating healing spaces for their wholeness and well-being. So I feel very blessed to be a pastor of Cranford UMC, where we, as the community of faith, embody this kind of the community, this kind of the ministry together to expand the kingdom of God. So for me, the being a pastor is a privilege, not only because of the unique way to be used to proclaim God's good news or preside over the sacraments, but also because of many opportunities to witness God's mysterious presence in the lives of the people that I serve. So it is a privilege to experience the beauty and power of the community of faith. So it can be beautiful, not because it is perfect, but because it always try to be salt and light of the world. And I believe it can be powerful, not because it has many powerful people, but because it embraces its limitations and vulnerabilities so that we can rely on God and rely on one another. Yeah, that's my story.
Wow, that is a wonderful story. Let me go back again to your growing up years. You talked about this church came to your town and you were the first Christian in your family. Give me a sense of the town. Was it a rural town? Was it a suburb, a city? What was the town like?
Suburban town. So there's some mixed scene is there. So some part is under the impact of a rapid economic growth. There's a lot of building is constructed while my house in the next side of the town. So this kind of the urban, the town in Seoul, in South Korea.
Okay. Because I was curious, did you find greater acceptance in a sense? Because you talked about classism and sexism. Was that any different in a big city like Seoul, the capital, versus smaller towns, more rural areas, let's say, of South Korea?
At the time, probably there's a little bit difference because Seoul is the capital of the South Korea. So there's a lot of people there. So probably that might be a little different from countryside in South Korea. But probably now there's a lot of changes there. So I left South Korea 2006. So probably huge changes there.
You talked about some of the other congregations that you've served, some of them down the shore. I think West Long Branch was one of the towns you had mentioned, maybe Elberon. What were some of your impressions when you came to Cranford about the community itself and about Cranford United Methodist Church?
So I started serving this church as of July 1st, 2022. So I am still learning about the church, including the history of the church and previous pastors and so many stories about its dedicated church members. But what is the most exciting about the being the pastor of Cranford UMC is that it is a reconciling congregation. So in United Methodist Church, the clergy is under the what we call the system of itinerancy. So under this system, the clergy person is just appointed by the bishop to his or her assignment, depending on their theology, gifts, and talent. So when I received appointment memo in early 2022, I was just so excited to see that this church to which I was appointed is reconciling congregation. Yeah, so as a reconciling congregation, Cranford UMC believes that LGBTQ plus persons reflect the goodness of the God's diverse creation. So we also advocate and affirm that all persons are God's beloved children in their own identities. So in reconciling ministry, we celebrate human diversity and seek to increase our efforts to support those who are racially and sexually marginalized and stand for justice, equity, and dignity for each and every individual, because I believe each and every individual is the differently embodied image of God. So as we just see this kind of open and inclusive community, we are experiencing the healing and liberating power of God together. So this kind of the vision for the open and inclusive community is confirmed through our Sunday worship service at 10 a.m. and through the Holy Communion, which is shared first Sunday of every month. So Holy Communion is open to all of God's children who wants to be fed by the grace of God. So also Cranford UMC has a diverse ministry, including children's ministry, choir, praise team, and small discussion group, prayer group, and various outreach programs, such as drive-through food collection and free little pantry that developed during the pandemic. That is developed by previous pastors. I think as a local church community, we hope that Cranford UMC becomes an interactive community beyond an institutional church. So as a person who crossed the ocean and leaving my home country and family behind, I needed to redefine the meaning of home always. So for me, the home is where we can find a sense of belonging and connection. And I experienced such a feeling through and within the communities of faith that I have served. So hopefully Cranford UMC wants to be home for those who cannot experience a sense of belonging and sense of connection. So all are invited to build this kind of community of faith together and cultivating hope together for the better world. So I really want to say, come and join us and let us build this beautiful community together and cultivate hope together for the better world.
Well, Pastor Kim, thank you so much for sharing your story, how you came to the church, how you came to find yourself in Cranford, and some of the things that you hope to accomplish here in Cranford. Certainly, I'm a little bit late in terms of the months, but welcome to Cranford.
Thank you.
Glad you are here. And I want to thank you for taking the time to chat with me on Cranford Radio.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking with Reverend Dr. Yoon-hee Kim. She is the relatively new pastor of Cranford United Methodist Church. Pastor Kim, again, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to share my story. Thank you, Bernie.